Double H filling in for Gary Lee. Check of sports headlines for today. We'll start with baseball from Thursday. Good day. Lots of people playing. West Plains with a 3-0 win over Springfield Hillcrest at Zizzer Ballpark. Landon Montgomery pitched a complete game shutout, struck out 14 for West Plains. Ava with a 4-0 win over the Licking Wildcats in a bit of an upset. Marshfield with a 9-1 win over the Branson Pirates. Rogersville is now 25-2 on the year. They already won a state championship in basketball, and they look primed to win one in baseball. They beat Bolivar by a final of 6-4. Houston, 20, Ellington, 7. It was Hartville with an 8-1 win over Norwood. Bakersfield over Liberty, 8-5. Van Buren over Naylor in a shutout, 7-0. And Salem defeated Willow Springs by a final of 10-3. Scheduled today, a little bit lighter in baseball around the area. Willow Springs will be at Fordland. South Iron will play at Liberty, and that game will be broadcast on the Fox 96.9. Conway will be at Norwood, and Summersville plays at Thayer. Major League Baseball, the Cardinals played late last night. You may not have been able to stay up, but Ricky Horton did, and here's the Cardinal update.
Last night, the Cardinals beat the Padres the first game of the road trip by a score of 2-1, a game that took 2 hours and 25 minutes to play because the pitching was terrific. Only 5 hits for the Cardinals, but only 4 for the Padres. Matthew Liberatore picked up the victory. He went 6 solid innings, striking out 6, giving up just a first inning run to the Padres. And it was Soriano, Romero, and Riley O'Brien behind him. And Riley O'Brien ended up picking up save number 11 with a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning. On the offensive side, Alec Burleson homered in the fourth inning. Jordan Walker led off the seventh inning with a double, and then it was Mason Wynn driving him home. That was the game winner, as Wynn picked up his 15th RBI of the season. Tonight, the Cardinals play San Diego, game 2 of 4. It'll be Michael McGreevy up against Griffin Canning, and we hope you'll join us. Now for Mike Claiborne, this is Ricky Horton with your Redbird recap.
Kansas City Royals lose to the Guardians from Cleveland by a final of 8-5 yesterday. The Kansas City Royals start a weekend series tonight at home against the Detroit Tigers. And the NCAA announced Thursday it officially has decided to expand its basketball tournaments to 76 teams starting next season. Each tournament will kick off with a 12-game opening round. The new format will provide even more compelling games for fans and student-athletes, according to the NCAA. A series of committees with jurisdiction authorized the expansion yesterday. That's some of the sports headlines. For Gary Lee, I'm Harlan Hutchison.